Welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege on this Shabbos Shuvah to read Parshas Ha'azinu. And Ha'azinu is unlike any other Parsha. Ha'azinu is the final Shira, the final song of Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. And it's in this song that Moshe Rabbeinu reinforces the bris, the covenantal relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The obligation that Klal Yisrael has to uphold Torah, to uphold mitzvos, and if we do our part, then the Ribono Shel Olam ultimately, again, does his part in the relationship as well. But if we, chas v'shalom, turn our back on the Ribono Shel Olam, we shirk our covenantal responsibilities, then unfortunately there are repercussions and there are ramifications for that non-compliance with the divine will. But yet, despite all of that, even in moments of non-compliance, and even in moments of abdication of responsibility, the Ribono Shel Olam never stops loving us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never stops watching over us. The Ribono Shel Olam never fully withdraws from the relationship he has with us. Such is the strength of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of the Pesukim Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is in Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Ches, chapter 32, verse 18. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Tzur yilod chateshi vatishkach kel mechol aleka. So literally translated, Tzur yilad chateshi. Just use it. Literally, you've neglected the rock who birthed you, who begot you. So teshi is often translated as neglect, but it could also mean forgotten. You forgot the rock a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who begot you, who birthed you, who created you. Vatishkach kel mechol aleka. And you forgot the God who labored to bring you forth. So on a most basic level, Moshe Rabbeinu, in poetic terms, speaking about the tragedy of forgetfulness, the tragedy of how Klal Yisrael forgets the Ribono Shel Olam. And the great tzaddik Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kotzk sees something incredibly profound in this pasuk. The Rebbe writes, he says as follows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitbia b'cha ha'ofi v'atchuna shel teshi. Hashem gave us the gift of forgetfulness. The gift of forgetfulness, shel shichacha, Shetishkach tzaros upigama over malecha. This is incredible. You know, when we think about forgetfulness, so we see it more as like a blight on the human condition. No, I can't remember what I learned. I can't remember what I said. I can't remember what I did. And that's true. It's upsetting. It's annoying. But there's a power, there's a profundity, and there's a beauty in the ability to forget. Says the Kotzker, the power of forgetting is that we're able to go ahead and take the traumatic situations of life. And even though we never fully forget them, we compartmentalize them. We're able over time to go ahead and push them to the deepest recesses of our heart and of our mind. And that's powerful. Because think about it for just a moment. Imagine for a moment if a person kept all of their tragedies, all of their difficult situations, kind of like in the front, in the forefront of their mind. It would weigh on me constantly. It would shadow everything and anything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with the ability to quote unquote forget. Now, there are some things that we forget. That is absolutely true. But there are many other things I don't forget, but just in the beginning, when the traumatic or tragic event occurs, it lives on the forefront of my mind. Then over time, I quote unquote forget, and then I'm able to push it to the recesses. So there are moments when I'm not thinking about it. And that's powerful, because the ability to go ahead and forget, and the ability to go ahead and push something to the recesses of my mind, allows me to continue forward in life. The power to forget, think about this for just a moment. Even when a person encounters tragic loss, in the first few moments after that loss, when I say moments, it's not just hours, but it could be days and weeks and months and even years, a person says to themselves, how will I ever go on? How could I ever make it forward? How is it that there's ever going to be a moment where I'm not thinking about my loved one? And then something amazing happens, which is over time, a person is able to look at the loss differently. Does a person ever forget their loved ones? Of course not. Does a person ever stop thinking about their loved ones? Of course not. But whereas an immediate afterthought, after math of loss, the thoughts of my loved one totally take over and preoccupy my mind, over time, things fade into the subconscious. I haven't forgotten. It's still there. But it's not always front and center in my life. This is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Ribono Shel Olam has given us, the ability to forget, quote unquote. The ability to move things from frontal consciousness, ultimately again into subconsciousness. This koach is what allows us to move forward. And it's true with chet as well, right? How often does it happen that, again, a person sins, and I forget. And the truth is, there's a problem in that, because if I forget, I could repeat it, but there's a beauty in it. Since I'm able to forget, I'm able to move myself forward. What was Moshe Rabbeinu saying to Klal Yisrael? The Ribono Shel Olam gave you this incredible gift of forgetfulness. And what did you do? The gift of forgetfulness is a gift. It's a tova. It's a benefit. It's a beautiful gift so that you're able to move yourself forward in life. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Klal Yisrael, you misuse and abuse the gift, and instead you use it to forget about the Ribono Shel Olam. You take the very gift of forgetfulness, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with, so that we don't wear all of our trials and tribulations on our sleeve, so that it's not always in our frontal consciousness, and we are able to move ourselves forward, and we are able to progress, and we're able to go ahead and live life, and we're able to accomplish, and we're able to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you take that very gift, and you turn it against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God gave you the ability to forget so that you could move yourself forward in life. But instead, Moshe Rabbeinu says to us, sometimes we use that very gift to forget about the Ribono Shel Olam himself. A strong piece of Moser, that the truth is opens our eyes to the fact that maybe often in life we take the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and sometimes, maybe knowingly or unknowingly, we turn them against HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Tragic. The Ribono Shel Olam gives me something to bring me closer to him, to enable me to self-actualize, and sometimes it's that very gift that the Ribono Shel Olam has given me that sometimes I use to undermine, even unwittingly, my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I think that this yisod of forgetfulness is incredibly important, especially as we enter into Yom Kippur. You know, Yom Kippur is all about remembering. Yom Kippur is a personal spiritual inventory. Yom Kippur forces me to go ahead and to recognize everything I have done over the past year. It's important to take an accounting. It's important to take inventory over what has happened. And so I spend the entire day, and the truth is a lot of Aseres Yemei Teshuvah focused on this as well, kind of remembering. I forgot a lot of stuff over the course of the year. It's amazing how many things I've done that I've forgotten. So now I have to remember. I have to do tshuva. I have to go ahead and make amends. I have to try to go ahead and fix the things that I have broken in the world, in myself, in others over the course of the year. But then something amazing happens. What happens the moment that Yom Kippur is over? What happens? And the truth is, the avoda of Matzah Yom Kippur is to forget. After I spend a Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Teshuvah Yom Kippur doing tshuva, and I really feel that I have done a genuine tshuva, Ribono Shel Olam, I've owned my mistakes, I recognize what I've done, and now, my avoda is move forward. My avoda is let go, forget the past, as the Gemara says, my dahava hava, what happened, and move yourself forward. To use the power of forgetfulness to close the door on last year and open a blank slate, a new door for Meretz Hashem this year, Haba Aleinu Letova. It sounds so easy, but the truth is forgetting is not always so easy. There's an incredible idea by the Sfas Emes, the Ger Rebbe, and the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, you know, we're going to finish Ne'ilah and Matzah Yom Kippur, and we go right into Ma'ariv. And in Ma'ariv, what do we say? Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. Forgive us for we have sinned. And as the Sfas Emes, forgive us for we have sinned. It's Matzah Yom Kippur, I didn't do anything. I'm too tired to do anything. I'm too hungry, I'm too tired to do anything. I don't even have the koach to speak Lashon Hara. Right, that's it, the truth is, at this point, was a great Yom Kippur, I want to daven Ma'ariv, I want to go home. I haven't done anything. Okay, you want to say maybe I didn't daven with enough kavanah? Maybe. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. Forgive me, Hashem, for I have sinned. What could I possibly do? And the Sfas Emes says something so beautiful. He says, you know what sin I've committed? I've committed the sin of not believing that I can be forgiven. It is a mitzvah to believe in the power of tshuva. It is a mitzvah to believe in the power of forgiveness. And it is a mitzvah to believe that no matter what I've done over the course of the past year, if my tshuva is sincere, I will be forgiven by the Ribono Shel Olam, given a year of life, and given a blank slate. Says the Sfas Emes, how many of us don't really believe in the power of forgiveness? Or how many of us don't really believe that we can actually be forgiven? Says the Sfas Emes, by the time we daven Ma'ariv, I have already committed, sometimes, many of us, perhaps, have already committed an Avera. The Avera of not believing that I can be forgiven. Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu. And you know why we forget that Avera? Or why we commit that Avera? Because I've forgotten how to forget. I've forgotten how to forget. There is an avoda of forgetting. There is an avoda of letting go. There's an avoda of letting the past be the past. I've spent my time introspecting. I've spent my time contemplating, and I've spent my time apologizing. Now, my dehava hava, what was, was. Now I'm ready to close the chapter on 5783. I'm ready to close the book. I'm ready to close it out. I've reconciled the books. I'm ready to close it out. And I'm ready to forget. I'm ready to forget. As the Kotzker says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitbia becha haofi vatchuna shel teshi shel shichecha shetishchak tzaros upegoim haovrim alecha v'zeh l'tovascha. Hashem gave us the power of forgetfulness so that we could forget the difficulties of the past in order to build something beautiful in our future. Sometimes we turn that power of forgetfulness against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes, Rachmona Lassan, we turn that power of forgetfulness against ourselves, and we forget how to forget. Our avoda during these days is to remember anything and everything, big and small. To remember, to do tshuva, to own it, to rectify whatever mistakes that I can. And then comes Matzei Yom Kippur with that last Hashem Hua Elokim. As soon as those words, V'hurachum yechaper avon, of Ma'ariv of Matzei Yom Kippur, as soon as that is sounded, my entire avoda transitions. No longer is my job to remember, but my job is now to use that beautiful gift of forgetfulness. Forget what has happened, put it in the past, put it into the subconscious, close the door on it, and pave the way for a beautiful, magnificent new year. The Ribono Shel Olam has given us the gift of forgetting. You can't use it now. You can't use it now. You can only use that gift if I properly do the tshuva of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But we'll get there. And dear friends, when we get to Matzah Yom Kippur, may we be zoche Emiras Hashem to forget. May we zoche Emiras Hashem to close the door on the misdeeds and the missteps of last year. Forget it. Push it to the recesses of my mind and of my heart. Open the door to a new year, filled with promise, filled with potential. A year that has not yet been determined, so to speak, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu determines things, but what I make out of that year is up to me. Forget what was in order to create something beautiful in the year ahead. Wish everyone a good Erev Shabbos Shuvah. We should be zoche Emiras Hashem to actualize the next few days, to do tshuva gimura, a complete tshuva, and return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a complete heart filled with love and filled with incredible longing for a year of closeness and a year of connection. And we should be zoche Emiras Hashem after we do our tshuva to Emiras Hashem forget as well. Wishing everyone again a good Erev Shabbos Shuvah, Hatzlocha on tshuva, a beautiful Yom Kippur, a Gemar Chasima Tovah.